You're listening to Earful of Queer on CFRU 93.3 in Guelph. And now you're about to hear from the organizers of an exciting event coming up this weekend, April 23rd, here in Guelph, called Sexploratorium.
I'm Mara Harlot Fever. I think we wanted an event that was going to be local for us, something in our community that we could connect to and connect a lot of amazing resources in this community to, that was going to engage in sex positivity, kink positivity, relationship dynamic positivity from poly and anything in between, and work on education and awareness and getting in touch with our desires. We also wanted to have fun. I think this was, we've acknowledged in part, this has been a selfish thing to chase because we wanted to see this in our own community.
If I may add to that, my name is Jay Black and I'm one of the illustrious organizers for Sex Exploratorium. And for sure, I think all of us are really keen advocates for safer, definitely consensual, sexy fun, and that is sometimes lacking in community events as well. So we really wanted to have a very equally strong component of safety and education in combination with edgy fun.
So would you like to talk about what the focus of the workshops is?
I'm Jenna Fay, and we're going to be hosting three workshops. The first two are kind of centered around discovering your erotic mind, as well as kind of mapping your erotic landscape. So that includes figuring out what your turn-ons are, as well as figuring out how to put those into words, and figure out how to ask for what you want. And the whole day is... and so the third workshop of the day is going to be an amazing consent workshop, and that's being facilitated by Leslie Day, who's this amazing community advocate, and it should be a really amazing few workshops.
I think the day kind of builds from, you know, slowly getting into it, acknowledging people's hesitations or fears around desire and around what gets you going. And as we slowly build to it, ideally people would come to the entire day, but they might not, and we're very welcoming of that. And then the day will build towards, you know, figuring it out more, having more fun, and then really pushing home consent and around how to respect each other and your boundaries and communicate before our evening of fun.
So what are some steps that you're taking to create a safer space for folks?
Well, for us, it was really important, given the loaded or the potentially loaded content of the day and the evening, that it be a clear-minded space as possible. So we are definitely calling and supporting and enforcing a drug, alcohol, and scent-free space. That was a big one right off the top for us. And also really including in every workshop and at every step the idea of consensuality and risk-aware behavior, not only for a person like themselves, knowing what is having a risk-aware attitude for their own self, as well as people adopting a risk-aware attitude for those that are around them as well.
So, in speaking about, trying our best to make this a safer space, we actually have access to two main rooms on the floor. The one room is where the workshop and the play party is going to be. And then right next door is going to be our chill-out space. And that's where no playing is going to be allowed if it's in the nighttime party time. There will be water available during the play party. We're also going to have some snacks there for folks to just chill out if they, you know, have a really strong reaction to any of the workshop information or material that's being talked about. We're encouraging people to really take care of themselves, listen to what their bodies might be telling them if they need to just go to a room, maybe take their friend, or just go alone and sit for a while and get away from everything. We really encourage people to take care of themselves in that way.
For the play party itself, we're also planning on having some great aware
volunteers that will be able to sort of wander in and out and just be able to oversee how people are doing. And so we'll be able to float in and out of the chill-out space to make sure that if anybody in there needs a chat or needs some extra resources, that our volunteers or us as organizers will be able to guide them and support them how we can.
We will be identifiable by hot pink bandanas on some part of our body. And so we are definitely going to be identifiable and approachable to cis people. We also felt it was really important to have the food there in the evening so that if people were wanting to play a little bit, that there would be some kind of sustenance if they, you know, needed to just keep their blood sugar levels up. And also the water is something that we feel really strongly about too. Sometimes, you know, a good few deep breaths outside of a space with a glass of water can really bring somebody back to the present.
Mm-hmm.
There is always, and we have to acknowledge this, there's always the possibility of triggering circumstances. This is, you know, fairly loaded content, and certainly just even for people just really actually grappling so directly with their sexuality in a way that a lot of times most people don't. That alone is enough to probably bring people to a place of being short of breath here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of having a glass of water and just some quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
In the chill-out space, there will also be quite a lot of resources that have been set out. So resources from the service organizations that are sponsoring us. There will be brochures and pamphlets and service organization information for them to look at should they want to take that moment a little bit farther after the day is over.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could speak to the accessibility of the event.
EdVideo is the most accessible space that we could come by for this event. There's a few major points that we kind of like to highlight around the accessibility of this space. One, that there is an elevator available for folks who might need it to get up to the second floor where the workshop and the party is going to be held. The space itself is really well lit. It's quite large with removable seating. We've decided that it's going to be a scent-free space. So folks won't have to worry about that. There are two bathrooms also on the same floor as the event's going to be held, one of which is accessible. And I'm not totally sure about the doorknobs, but the door frame is wide enough, and the room itself is quite wide as well.
So definitely we can't ensure and completely accessible space, but given what's available in the community and our access to them, we are definitely trying to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, I think we have tried to partner with specific community organizations, initiatives that can help us with education prior to the event and resources and support after the event, like Women in Crisis, Tips for Education and Counseling, the AIDS Committee of Guelph and Wellington, the Guelph Resource Center for Gender Empowerment and Diversity, Outline, which is an anonymous kind of phone-in helpline, particularly oriented towards queer folks, and Guelph Queer Equality, the major on-campus queer organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan to have, hopefully, spokespeople from every one of those organizations at the event who will have resource materials. We hope to have books on hand so that people can peruse and learn and figure out where to go next after our events. And mixing with all of these community organizations, we really want to highlight our best efforts in trying to make this space anti-oppressive as best we can with awareness and education and respect.
Mm-hmm. And we'd also like to ask if anybody does have specific accessibility concerns or questions to please get in touch with us, and we'll do everything in our power to make sure that the space is as accessible as possible.
So how do you think an event like this can benefit our communities in Guelph, and why Guelph specifically and not another bigger city?
Well, there's so much going on in Toronto, which is the biggest city that comes to my mind.
Which I think we all have connection to already.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's nice that, you know, we can maybe bring something to the place where we all live, and so that we're not traveling out of town to go to these kinds of workshops that are, you know, have the potential to be really amazing and empowering and radical, and we'd like to have some of that in our own community here.
It certainly reduces the barrier for folks who have financial constraints to be able to come to something in their local community and something that is, you know, pretty accessible in the downtown area. I think also the fact that we have really great organizations of support with literature right in the same vicinity as the event location really speaks to me of that much of a deeper level of accessibility. So it's one thing to come to these workshops, but then to potentially feel a little bit isolated again afterwards. But with some of the organizations that we have here, for instance, on campus, it's the GERKED office. It's an incredible resource for books to continue self-study or to get some, you know, just camaraderie in the space, as well as OOTS Queer Resource Library, which is just a few blocks away from the event location, not to mention the AIDS Committee of Guelph, which, you know, if someone was really concerned about how they could proceed, if they, you know, wanted to get themselves tested, it's an easy process for people to go to the 3 hours for anonymous testing twice a month. So it's like, yes, the event is here, but there are also other resources that are really easy to follow up with mm-hmm. afterwards,
mm-hmm.
not like sometimes in a big city. One of the things that's really important to Elixir, and certainly was very important with the inception of this particular production group, was that the events are sustainable. People that are in Guelph, they would like to see or experience this kind of thing on a more regular basis, so it is definitely our intention to build capacity with the community members. We're really excited about having some opportunities, some very specific opportunities for volunteers at this particular event, so that they too are getting education in training to be able to continue the idea of hosting these kinds of events, because mm-hmm. it does generally take a group of folks to pull these things off instead of an individual, and they're
mm-hmm.
going. That makes them that much more likely to succeed and be sustainable when there's a group. So we're definitely looking at doing some training of sorts, or some just expanding, so that there's other people that will be able to take over at other times when we're not able to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jay, you also talked about, you know, one of the mandates of Elixir is bringing together all of these really amazing sex-positive, anti-oppressive community organizations in a way that really highlights the shared mandate of each of them in a way that, I don't know, that's not, you know, separate organizations all over the city. It's a way that is more cohesive in this way to kind of bring them all together, and I thought that was another really great aspect of these events.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And, you know, I think just to further just the point of what Jenna was saying was that it's a way of seeing the organizations as fulfilling the needs for those attendees rather than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how to set up these organizations that are in Guelph and put them on a buffet table so that average folks can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that
they supports them.
That they know mm-hmm. that they aren't just this, you know, kind of arbitrary organization that sounds really amazing, so that people get a chance to really see how they all connect, how
mm-hmm.
they can be useful,
mm-hmm.
and how they can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And free.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. And free.
Mm-hmm. And I think myself, and I think all of us, have seen tastes of these kinds of more sex positivity events, and from what I've experienced and from what I've heard through the grapevine, people really like them. People come out, people have a good time, but again, they're hard to make sustainable,
mm-hmm.
and people do want more, and not everybody's in a capacity to be able to put them on, to organize them, to feel like they want to feel like they can. So if we can try to offer that, I think the desire is out there to want events around desire.
So I think we're hoping to be able to do that.
For a lot of folks, they're very much in a beginner or a 101 mindset. And so even if they might want to go to some of these events in a larger city or in a different city, there isn't the same foundational underpinning at those events as I know, as I've attended them. So this is different in this way. It's really, I think, exposing a very broad way to support a person who wants to explore their sexuality. It's full. It's full and it's rich, if I may say so myself.
Absolutely. I think we, if I may be so bold, I think we kind of go from, with what we have available in our day, go from 101 to maybe even 301, you know, by the end of the day. And that's something, me personally, I don't see very often in Guelph, and I would love to be able to do these kinds of things and live this part of my life in my home city.
Well, the way that we set up the day, I think, speaks to that really nicely. So the first workshop is really private. Nothing is going to be said out loud. Everything is just kind of your own thoughts, your own written activity, and that's a really nice way to kind of get started into the day. And then as things kind of progress throughout the day, you're encouraged. Everything is voluntary, of course, to speak things out loud. So it's maybe wading into the water a little bit deeper at that point. And I think what Jay was saying before, that for folks who've never maybe gone out to a play party or never really gotten into any kind of sex-positive, explicitly sex-positive spaces before, it can be really intimidating, like really intimidating to go to these places for the first time. And I think we're all really aware of that and have tried to structure the day and the play party in a way that gives some folks some at least foundational knowledge and maybe confidence then to be able to continue on with the day, particularly with the play party, since the consent workshop that Leslie Day is facilitating is mandatory in order to go to the play party in the evening. So you're going in with, consent-minded knowledge, you know, when you're going into the play party. So that's going to be right on the front of your mind. So, and we're going to have a lot of regulations clearly defined, ask everyone for their informed consent in attending. So there shouldn't be any surprises necessarily that people will be unprepared for.
The focus of the day being so strongly educational for a new person, I think, you know, there will be a lot less insecurity that they are a beginner compared to the person who's beside them, because the focus is education. I mean, personal education and sexy education, but it's in the format of learning.
And taking it step by step, and we're even going to be covering things like language and how to use language, because that's something that even in my experience has been incredibly intimidating when I don't know how to engage in the kind of language that is in a certain community. And I think this also speaks to wanting to do an event like this in Guelph. It's hard sometimes to be able to go to a city, even if you have the means to get there, and feel like you have a support, a friend, a partner, a lover, to be able to go with to engage in this. I think it's going to be, hopefully, more attractive for people to come out to this when it's more accessible for them to bring a support or have a support. If they need to go home in between a workshop and have some excited conversations or some venting conversations or some supportive conversations, that'll be much easier for them to do.
So can you give folks a taste of what to expect during the evening party?
I think the party, we're calling it a party because ideally we're hoping that it's going to be fun for people, acknowledging that if people need to have some time and have a break, we're going to offer our best supports for them to be able to do that. But this is a space where they can take the education and the learning from the day and hopefully have some fun with it. And it can offer a space to engage with other people, to have an experiential environment where you can interact with other people if you like and if they like. And it can be an environment of sensuality and eroticism and fun. The structure of our day is that we have three workshops and this party. And ideally, people could engage in the whole day because it can be a really amazing educational experience, and the pieces do tie together leading up to our party at night.
However, it is a full day, so we have tried to structure it so that people can pick and choose if they have time restrictions or just they have a restriction of any kind that they don't want to engage in the entire day. So they can come to the first workshop, and then that can be it for them. They can really pick and choose. The only one thing that I think Jenna spoke to earlier was that to come to the party, it is mandatory that you must come to the consent workshop. But if people don't want to come to the party, or they want to come to the second workshop, the consent and the party, that's within their options.
Mm-hmm. So we did not talk about fee at all, but that's all over the place. It's the contact information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's doable.
So there are prices that we are asking for our elements, the workshops and then the party, because we do want this to be sustainable. And there are costs that we will be incurring, we have incurred, that
mm-hmm.
we want to be able to cover so that we feel good about continuing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think for now how it's been structured is each of the workshops is $5 and then the party is $10.
And that includes the consent workshop as well.
It Elixir Productions is having an event coming up on April 23rd. It's a Saturday called Sexploratorium, and it's presented by myself, Harlot Fever,
myself, Jenna Fay,
and Jay Black.
It'll be taking place at Ed Video that's located at 40 Baker Street.
Sexploratorium is a safer, anti-oppressive, and gender-inclusive event.
And for more information, people can turn to the Facebook event site under Sexploratorium, or for orientation to the workshop content at www.idelixir.com, and that's spelled IDELIXIR.com. Should anyone want any more information or make a specific accessibility request, if they can please send that to jblackidelixir@gmail.com, and that's spelled JBLACKIDELIXIR.
And each of the workshops and the party, they hold space for sex, queer, poly, and kink positivity.
Come have a good time.
Yeah.
This is an 18-plus event, and the information on the cost for the entire day or individual workshops is listed on our Facebook event page. Look for our hot posters around town,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah,
Sexploratorium in hot pink.
Come check out Sexploratorium and learn how to say the erotic unsaid.
Come to a place to learn and grow, and a space where you can practice and play.